job if I didn't give you more information on what we ended the conversation with. This came from Kevin Seifert of ESPN. Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison's jury trial stemming from his 2024 DUI citation remains set for today in Superior Court of California. Addison has pleaded not guilty. Adam Schefter quote tweeted and said, if convicted, Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison could be facing a baseline 3-game suspension per NFL policy. So up those Justin Jefferson numbers.
There you go.
J.J. McCarthy come back player
of the
year.
At least the first three games, right? Yeah. How is J.J. McCarthy up for comeback player of the year?
Dude, when he was hurt last year.
I mean, he's a rookie. So, like, if a rookie, you know, poops in the woods and the tree falls, do we hear it? Like, it's like one of those things. Like, he's never played in the NFL. He missed the first year because he was injured. You're not coming back from anything.
Now you know why Mac respects this award.
Yeah, so frustrating. Who won it last year? Did DeMar Hamlin win it last year? Or was that 2 years ago?
Didn't Joey B win it last year?
Yeah, oh, Burrow. Yes, that's yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, right. Because he had the wrist injury, but played in 8 games.
That's yeah, it's
right.
It's basically the MVP award for the quarterback that was injured last
injured
year.
Last season.
Yeah, it's all
yeah,
it is that, now.
Yeah, right. Yep. What if there is no quarterback injured, though, the prior exactly. season? Who are we going to give this award to? That's why, like, with Dak Prescott, like, all these awards in the NFL, and just a total sidebar, we just got to get away from stop giving them all to quarterbacks on the offensive side. Just because you're a quarterback does not mean you are the MVP of the league that year. It doesn't have to go to a quarterback. And that's where I think a lot of people kind of get like tired of these awards in the postseason, that it's just a rotation of the four quarterbacks, right? All right. Like, you guys have legitimately said on the air, and I probably have too, mm-hmm. whose turn is it this year to get the mm-hmm. MVP award? Is it Josh Allen's turn? Is it Joe Burrow's turn? Is it Mahomes' turn? Is it Lamar's turn? I think the rotation comes back. It's probably Patrick's turn again now, you know, to win the MVP award. And then next year it'll be Burrow, then it'll be Lamar, then it'll be Josh, then we'll be back to Patrick, and we'll just kind of go in that circle of life when it comes to who wins the MVP in the National Football League, because that's the way it's been over the last decade or so.
Can you name the last non-quarterback to win comeback player of the year?
The comeback player of the year? Ooh. Oh, gosh. I'm going to guess. I'm going to say.
If you want a clue, I'll give you one.
Adrian Peterson?
Negative. The last time a non-quarterback won it was in 2017.
Okay, so not
so
long
not McCaffrey.
Ago.
It's two. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Le'Veon Bell?
It was Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, you never would have guessed
there
that.
There was a run for about 4 years where it wasn't a quarterback award. So 24 was Burrow, 23 was Flacco, 22 was Geno Smith, 21 was Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time.
Two-time comeback player of the year
right,
award.
Two-time.
Do you put that on the bio when you're done?
2020 was Alex Smith. 2019 was Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
2018 was Andrew Luck. 2017 was Keenan Allen, followed by Jordy Nelson, Eric Berry, Rob Gronkowski. And nice. then it was quarterbacks.
Yeah, but see, those are all dudes that were coming on. Like, Eric Berry beat cancer.
Like that, yes,
like,
exactly.
He should be comeback player
easily.
Of the year. There's no debating that Eric Berry beat cancer, and he should have been comeback player of the year. And that's why you have to look outside. Like, all of this stuff in the NFL, I know it's a quarterback league, but not everything has to be the quarterback, right? Not everything has to be given to them. There are 51 other players or 52 other players on the roster that kind of make up these teams. I mean, you know, if Rashee Rice goes out there and goes scorched earth this year, let's say he has 1,100 yards and double-digit touchdowns, right? Let's just put those numbers up there. Dak Prescott's going to still beat him out for comeback player of the year because he's Dallas's yep. the quarterback, but he shouldn't beat him out because coming back off a knee injury like that is very hard to do. That's why who else is coming back off of a knee injury this year?
Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg.
Broke his leg, right?
And Dak, what was it? It was his calf?
I think it was the calf.
What was it? Somebody said it looked like grilled barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Shredded, like when they really cook it and then like shake it and then just.
Oh, God. I mean,
we all visualize
what that looks Sorry. Like. Oh, that's awful. But I think with, you know, coming back off an ACL, that is the hardest injury for athletes to come back from.
That or Achilles.
Because their mind's not ready to say, I trust my knee or I trust my Achilles. You know, we talk to anybody who's blown out their knee. They all say the same thing. It's not the next year. It's the year prior. So this may not be a quote-unquote great year, if you will, for Rashee Rice as he's still trying to figure out whether or not he can test that knee. Coming back from a broken leg or a calf injury is a lot easier mentally for these guys than it is coming back from the ACL. Everybody I've ever talked to with an ACL says it's not until the following season that you come back where you fully trust it and you're fully right there in your mind.
Well, I heard Rashee Rice is game day ready. We've yet to see him get hit. No, it is a hot corner on a Tuesday. I can lead things off with one that I think we will all love to hear about. Jazz Chisholm, or Jazz, whatever that guy called him, and whatever that broadcast was. Man, sure is tough when you don't have that short right field porch in right field. Sure is tough when you get put into the situation again and again and again.
Jazz Chisholm.
Yep. And last night, lowest numbered total. What did he hit? Three home runs.
Three. three.
One of them barely clears. Three. Looked completely out of place. Definitely didn't deserve. We could have just been like, nah, we're just not going to fill that spot. If it's Jazz Chisholm or it's nobody, we'll go with nobody. Dude's a clown. Get off my TV screen. Stay out of my city. Know your role and shut your mouth. And nice job in the Home Run Derby last night. Tough Tuesday for you because the whole world got to see it, not just New York.
But that's the thing. That's why we don't need eight guys in the Home Run Derby. You know, Jazz Chisholm up there doing nothing.
Chaz Chisholm.
So you've got that going for you, which is nice, Chaz, to go out there and hit those three home runs. He never should have been in the Home Run Derby. Eliminate eight players in the Home Run Derby. Cut it back to six and let's move forward. You're next on the list, Mac.
Yeah, I mean, with that recent news of Jordan Addison, I'll go J.J. McCarthy. Tough Tuesday. You just lost your wide receiver number two, and you're favored for comeback player of the year, buddy. You've got a lot of pressure.
Not favored. He's just in the top five.
He's top five.
I don't know that you lost this guy a potential three-game suspension. I mean, you still have 14 games to go out there and play with him, you know. He's going to have all that practice, so J.J. McCarthy is your guy today, huh?
Yep.
I'm going with Mark Cuban because over the weekend, I guess it was, Mark Cuban talked about the Olympics and whether or not guys would be playing in the Olympics. And he was like, I don't know if I want my players playing in the Olympics. We're footing the bill. They're getting hurt. 21 and under should be the limit for the Olympics. And I'm like, he is completely out of touch on this one. And yesterday, PCA talked about playing for Team USA.
I mean, that's just some of the most, like, meaningful baseball that I'd ever played. And, yeah, I love what USA Baseball does. They run a great program. I'd take whatever role they asked of me. I would go do whatever they asked of me. And I'd go follow everybody else's lead, like I said. That'd be an honor. And I would go run everything down for... Yeah, I would love to.
So there's PCA. That's a player talking about playing for Team USA. The big dumper joined Team USA yesterday. Mm-hmm. If Mark Cuban's going to portray himself as this hip guy, this is something an old person does, Mark. And I hate to break that news to you. You're kind of trending into the old person category. But this sounds like a get off my lawn type of thing. This is management who Mark Cuban doesn't want to be, you know, normal management and all that. You're speaking just like management is in a situation. These athletes want to play for their country more than they want to play for their current team, and you've got to allow them the opportunity to do so. Otherwise, you're missing the boat on this one. I think this is a big swing and miss by Mark Cuban, and I hope this isn't the first instance of him becoming an old man.
Yeah, I didn't know Pete Crow Armstrong had an earring. I didn't know he was pierced out in the ears. That was a surprise last night. I watched his interview on MLB Network. By the way, your Jordan Addison Vikings, your first three games for your Vikings at the Bears, September 8th at 7:15.
Ooh, okay.
So that's Monday Night Football.
That's fun.
Right? Vikings, they're at home against the Falcons in week two.
Okay, not
and
terrible.
And then home against the Bengals in week three.
Okay, not easy, not extremely difficult.
Hard to say right now about the Atlanta Falcons,
yeah.
and what they're going to be. I think they're going to be okay. I think they have a good opportunity to challenge for that division. I still think it's Tampa's division, you know, down there. And then who did you say the third one was? Cincinnati. It's early in September. Cincinnati blows chunks in September. So you have an opportunity to knock them off. I mean, Cincinnati is like 4-28. Under their head coach in the month of September. It's something spectacularly
really bad.
Yeah. Go look at it. It's like 4-16 or something like that, that Joe Burrow and the Nebraska guy are together in the month of September. They are awful in September. That's why they don't make the playoffs all the time. They fail early. You can't win the division or can't win a playoff spot early, but you sure as hell can pee one away, and that's what the Bengals seemingly do.
7-14-1.
In
Jeez,
September.
Yes.
7-14-1.
Terrible.
Yeah.
They're 0-3 last year.
That's why I think Zach Taylor's leash is very tight in Cincinnati this year, especially in the first month of the season.
Should be.